This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Recognizing triggers before they overtake logic. How to spot your emotional triggers before they hijack your next conflict. In short, recognizing emotional triggers is not about eliminating emotion from conflict. It is about catching the signal before it becomes the story. Most people only notice a trigger after it has already taken over, when the damage is done, and logic is long gone. Your body sends warning signals before your mind registers the threat. Triggers feel like facts in the moment, but they are patterns from the past. The window for emotional control is early. Once flooding begins, recovery takes much longer. Definition: recognizing emotional triggers means identifying the specific words, tones, behaviors, or situations that activate a disproportionate emotional response in you, pulling your thinking into reactive mode before you have consciously chosen to engage. It is the foundation of emotional control in any conflict. You thought the conversation was going well, then one word landed differently. Maybe it was a tone of voice, a particular phrase, or the way someone tilted their head. Seconds later, you were saying something you did not plan to say, in a way you did not intend. That is how fast recognizing emotional triggers matters, and how quickly the window closes. The trouble is that triggers rarely announce themselves. They do not feel like old wounds being prodded. They feel like present truth, like you are finally saying what needs to be said. That sense of certainty is the most dangerous part, because it is almost always wrong. After 60 years of getting this wrong more times than I care to count, I can tell you this: the signs are always there before the explosion. Every single time. The skill is learning to read them before they read you. Why emotional triggers are so easy to miss. Triggers move faster than language. By the time you have a word for what you are feeling, the response is already in motion. That is not a character flaw. It is biology. The part of your brain that detects threat does not wait for your reasoned assessment. It fires first and asks questions later. There is also a social layer that makes this harder. Most workplaces reward composure, so people learn to suppress the early signals rather than name them. You keep your face neutral, your voice steady, and the pressure builds inside. You think you are managing it. What you are actually doing is storing it up for a worse moment. If you want to understand the neuroscience behind why this happens so reliably, what the amygdala hijack actually does to your thinking in high-pressure moments is worth understanding clearly. The short version: the emotional brain can lock out the rational brain entirely, and it does so faster than you think possible. The warning signs most people walk right past. Here are 6 signs that your emotional triggers are operating before your logic does. Some of these you will recognize immediately. At least one should catch you off guard. 1. Your breathing changes before you say a word. What it looks like: you notice your breath becoming shallow or held. Your chest feels slightly tight. Nobody around you would see it yet. Why it happens: your nervous system has already registered a threat, real or perceived, and has begun preparing your body for a defensive response. This happens before conscious thought. Why it matters: shallow breathing accelerates emotional flooding. The longer it continues unaddressed, the faster logic deteriorates. What to do: make one slow, deliberate exhale the moment you notice the change. This is not a breathing exercise. It is a circuit breaker that gives your rational brain a fraction of a second to catch up. I have used this in rooms where everything was about to go sideways. 1. Exhale. It sounds too small to matter. It is not. 2. You find yourself silently rehearsing your next line while the other person is still talking. What it looks like: you stop taking in what is being said. You are building your response, your defense, or your rebuttal inside your head. You are waiting for a gap rather than listening. Why it happens: a trigger has shifted you from curiosity into self-protection. Your brain is no longer processing information. It is preparing a counterattack. Why it matters: you miss crucial detail, and the other person feels it. Conversations that could have resolved now escalate. This is also one of the most reliable early signs that your emotional control is already slipping, even if you appear calm on the outside. What to do: force yourself to repeat back one thing the other person just said before you respond. Not to agree, but to prove to yourself that you actually heard it. This one hides behind the feeling of being prepared. It feels like focus. It is the opposite. 3. You hear a tone rather than words. What it looks like: you find yourself reacting to how something was said rather than what was said. The actual content stops mattering. You are responding to condescension, dismissal, or disrespect. whether it was intended or not. Why it happens. Tone is processed in the emotional brain before content reaches the rational brain. If you have a history with a particular tone, that history fires before you have assessed the current situation. This is one of the ways that amygdala hijack sabotages conversations before they have a real chance. Why it matters. You may be responding to a ghost, a memory of someone who spoke to you that way before, while the person in front of you had no such intention. Conflicts built on this read tone rarely resolve cleanly. What to do? Ask a clarifying question about the content specifically. When you said X, did you mean Y? It slows the moment and forces you to engage the actual words. 4. You become unusually precise or unusually vague. What it looks like? Either your language becomes clipped and clinical, with every word carefully chosen and controlled, or it becomes evasive and general, avoiding anything specific. Both are departures from how you normally speak. Why it happens? This is a suppression pattern. You are managing the trigger rather than processing it. The precision is control. The vagueness is avoidance. Both are responses to emotional pressure you have not yet named. Why it matters. People around you will notice the register shift even when they cannot articulate why. Trust drops. The conversation moves onto thinner ice. What to do? Name the shift to yourself, not to the room. I am over-controlling my words right now. That small internal acknowledgement often loosens the grip enough to speak more naturally. After decades of watching people in difficult conversations, I can spot this from across a room. So can everyone else. They just do not have words for it. 5. You feel suddenly, completely certain you're right. What it looks like. All ambiguity disappears. The other person's position feels obviously wrong. Your own position feels so self-evidently correct that the resistance becomes incomprehensible or offensive. Why it happens. This is the most counterintuitive sign on this list. That feeling of certainty is a signal of emotional flooding, not clear thinking. When the emotional brain takes over, it narrows perception. It removes complexity. It needs a simple story, right and wrong, threat and safety. Why it matters. Decisions made in this state are almost always ones you will qualify, walk back, or regret when your rational mind returns. Signs that this kind of emotional takeover is happening across your whole team can be even harder to catch in the moment. What to do? When certainty hits hard in the middle of conflict, treat it as a yellow flag, not a green light. Ask yourself, what would have to be true for them to genuinely believe what they're saying? That question alone reintroduces complexity. 6. A small irritation carries a weight that surprises you. What it looks like. Something minor, a repeated word, a particular gesture, someone arriving 2 minutes late, produces a reaction in you that feels bigger than the event. You catch yourself and think, why does that bother me so much? Why it happens. Small triggers are often proxies for larger unresolved tensions. The irritant itself is not the real source. You are carrying something from earlier in the day, or from a pattern in this relationship, and this small thing is collecting the charge. Why it matters. If you respond to the small thing as though it carries all the weight, the other person will be confused and defensive. The real issue stays buried. Nothing resolves. What to do? Before a non-tense conversation, ask yourself what else you're carrying from earlier. Take 90 seconds to set it down deliberately, not to pretend it does not exist, but to separate it from what is actually in front of you. 7. You feel the urge to end the conversation early, for no clear reason. What it looks like. The conversation is not hostile. Nobody has said anything overtly wrong. But you feel an almost physical pull toward wrapping it up, changing the subject, or finding a reason to leave. Why it happens. Something in the exchange, a word, a dynamic, a memory it activated, has registered as a low-level threat. Your system wants to retreat before it escalates. The threat may be real or imagined, but the pull is unmistakable. Why it matters. Conversations ended too early leave things unresolved. The discomfort does not go away. It returns in the next conversation, usually with more force. De-escalating team conflict effectively requires staying in the room long enough to actually address what is happening. What to do? Name the urge to yourself. I want to leave this conversation. Then ask whether leaving serves the situation or serves the trigger. Those are two different questions with very different answers. The root that produces all of these signs. Taken separately, these signs look like different problems. Taken together, they point to one thing: you're operating in protective mode rather than problem-solving mode. Every sign above is your system trying to keep you safe from a perceived threat. The threat may be emotional, social, or relational, but the response pattern is the same: narrow, accelerate, defend. The body tightens. The mind simplifies. The options feel fewer than they are. The root is not weakness. It is a very fast, very old system doing exactly what it was built to do. Your job is not to disable that system. Your job is to catch it early enough that you can choose your response rather than having your response chosen for you. That is the whole of emotional control in conflict, and it starts with recognition. How to check where you stand right now. Work through this list. Be honest. These are observable facts about your recent conversations, not judgments about your character. In my last difficult conversation, I noticed physical tension in my body before the conversation turned hard. I can name at least two specific words or tones that reliably trigger a strong reaction in me. When I feel criticized at work, I'm aware of it happening before I respond. I've caught myself rehearsing my next line while someone was still speaking to me. I felt an unexpected urge to end a conversation early and could not immediately explain why. After a difficult conversation, I can identify the moment my emotional control slipped, not just that it did. I know whether I tend to go loud or go quiet when triggered, and I can recognize which one is happening in real time. If you answered yes to five or more, you have solid self-awareness around your triggers. The work now is sharpening your early warning system and building faster recovery tools. If you answered yes to three or four, you catch your triggers sometimes, but they still take you by surprise more than they should. The signs are there. The habit of looking for them is not yet consistent. If you answered yes to two or fewer, your triggers are likely running ahead of your awareness regularly. Start with the body signals. The breath, the jaw, the chest. Those are your earliest and most reliable indicators. Build from there. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to go from here? The most important first move is the simplest one. Start keeping a brief record after difficult conversations. Not a journal, just a sentence or two. What happened? What you felt in your body? And when you first noticed the feeling? Do this for 2 weeks. Patterns will emerge that you cannot see in the moment, but become unmistakable on paper. From there, the work becomes practical. Learning to apply the core framework when a defensive reaction fires gives you a specific method for the moments this article describes. When you're in a conflict that has already fractured, the DEAL method for resolving deeper team conflicts provides a clear framework for working through it systematically. Understanding your triggers in feedback situations specifically is also worth your time. Emotional intelligence and feedback conversations addresses the particular ways triggers fire when the feedback is personal or professionally threatening. The goal is not a version of you that never feels triggered. That person does not exist, and chasing that ideal makes you less effective, not more. The goal is a version of you who catches the signal earlier each time, builds a genuine pause, and chooses what comes next with clear eyes. Recognizing emotional triggers is not the end of the work. It is the door you have to walk through first. Frequently asked questions. What are recognizing emotional triggers in conflict? Recognizing emotional triggers means identifying the specific people, words, tones, or situations that activate a strong emotional response in you before you can think clearly. They are personal, often rooted in past experience, and they fire faster than conscious thought, pulling you toward reaction before you have chosen to react. How do you start recognizing emotional triggers before they escalate? Start by tracking the physical sensations that arrive before you lose composure: tight chest, heat in the face, a clenched jaw. Those body signals are your earliest warning. Write down what was said, who said it, and what you felt in your body the next time a conversation goes sideways. Why is recognizing emotional triggers important for conflict resolution? When you cannot recognize your triggers early, your emotional brain takes over before your rational brain can respond. You say things you regret, shut down conversations that needed to happen, or escalate disputes that could have been resolved. Catching the trigger early gives you the gap you need to choose your response. What does an emotional trigger feel like in the body? Most people describe heat rising in the chest or face, a tightening in the jaw or throat, a sudden urge to speak or go silent, or a shift in breathing. These are physiological signals of threat response. They arrive seconds before emotional flooding takes over your thinking. Can you learn to control your emotional triggers at work? You cannot eliminate triggers, but you can learn to catch them earlier and build a pause between the trigger and your response. That pause is where emotional control lies. With consistent practice, you shorten the time between feeling triggered and returning to clear, deliberate thinking. What is the difference between a trigger and a normal emotional reaction? A normal emotional reaction is proportionate to the situation. A trigger is disproportionate. The intensity of your response exceeds what the moment logically calls for. When you find yourself far angrier, more defensive, or more withdrawn than the situation warrants, you're most likely responding to a trigger, not the present facts. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.